how to answer basic math multiple choice. The time allowed on the math portion of a standardized test is typically so short that there's no room for error. You have to be fast and accurate. Math strategy is very helpful, but nothing beats knowing your stuff. Make sure that you have learned all the important formulas that will be used. If you don't know the formulas, strategy won't help you. How to answer basic math questions, the basics. First, read the problem, but not the answers. Work through the problem first and come up with your own answers. Hopefully, you should find your answer among the choices. If no answer matches the one you got, recheck your math, but this time use a different method. In math, there are different ways to solve a problem. Math multiple choice strategy. The two strategies for working with basic math multiple choice are estimation and elimination. Estimation is just as it sounds. Try to estimate an approximate answer first, then look at the choices. Elimination is probably the most powerful strategy for answering multiple choice. Eliminate obviously incorrect answers and narrowing the possible choices. Here are a few basic math examples of how this works. Solve 2/3 plus 5/12. First, estimate the answer. 2/3 is more than half, and 5/12 is about half, so the answer is going to be very close to 1. Next, eliminate. Choice A is about 1/2 and can be eliminated. Choice B is very small, less than 1/2, and can be eliminated. Choice C is close to 1/2 and can be eliminated, leaving only choice D, which is just over 1. Work through the solution, find a common denominator, and add. The correct answer is 1 1/12, so choice D is correct. Let's look at another example. Solve 4/5 minus 2/3. First, quickly estimate the answer. 4/5 is very close to 1, and 2/3 is more than half, so the answer is going to be less than 1/2. Choice A can be eliminated right away because it is 1. Choice C can be eliminated for the same reason. Next, look at the denominators. Since 5 and 3 don't go into 13, choice B can be eliminated as well. That leaves choice D. Checking the answer, the common denominator will be 15. So the answer is 2/15, and choice D is correct. Fractions shortcuts, canceling out. This is a powerful shortcut that saves you time and simplifies the problem into more manageable numbers. If the numerator of one fraction has a common multiple with the denominator of the other fraction, you can cancel out. Solve 2/15 divided by 4/5. To divide fractions, multiply the first fraction with the inverse of the second. So that gives 2/15 times 5/4. The numerator of the first fraction, 2, shares a multiple with the denominator of the second fraction, 4, which is 2. These cancel out, which gives 1/15 times 5/2. We can cancel out again since 15 and 5 are multiples, which gives 1/3 times 1/2 equals 1/6. Canceling out solved the questions very quickly, but we can still use multiple choice strategies to answer. Choice B can be eliminated because 75 is too large a denominator. Choice C can be eliminated because 5 and 15 don't go into 12. Choice D is correct.